program. Your chance to win convention passes. Before 6 o'clock tonight, you'll win 4 passes to the 12th Annual Blackhawks Convention. That's July 26th through 28th at the Hilton, featuring current players and alumni, autograph and photo sessions, Q&A panels, exhibits, interactive games, and so much more. Visit Blackhawks.com to purchase your passes today. That's the, the Chicago Hilton, or the Hilton Chicago, because mm-hmm. there are many Hiltons.
There are. That's the place to be for the Blackhawks Convention.
Exactly.
Totally fun event every year.
Yep.
Love that.
Yes. It'll be quite a moment because I'm ready for some hockey right now. They just traded for some guy I never heard of, but mm-hmm. I know is...
We're excited about him.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Ali Mata is a guy that I got to get to know.
Is that his name?
Two names or one name?
Ali Mata. It's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Strong name.
How do you spell the last name?
M-A-T-T-A, right?
M-A-A-T-T-A.
Oh, that's yes. right. It's a double A in the middle.
I knew there was a weird double.
They double get A, you. Double T.
And there are those little accent things above the A's.
Is it an UMA?
So you know where those two, two dots, is that what that is? The
it's
UMA?
Yeah.
So it's the double UMA.
The UMA. No, UMA is...
The UMA Thurman?
No, UMA was married to the guy from New York.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is an UMLA. Yeah, anyway, this is
UMLA.
Not what we call it. What happened to the summer? What is the date today? 17th, right?
Today's the... No, it's not. Is it the 17th already?
Yeah, it's the 17th.
How is it the 17th?
It's the 17th of June. And it's like November outside.
I know.
I want no answers.
If I wanted to move to Seattle, I would move there. This is what we're getting. Seattle-type weather.
Rick DeMaio... And it's beautiful in Seattle. Rick DeMaio is joining us right now. And he's a famed aviation meteorologist, and of course he's a professor of great note, I should say, adjunct professor at Loyola University and aviation meteorologist at Lewis University.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if there's any guy who can answer what in the hell is going on here, there's two guys who can answer it, mm-hmm. and one of them is Skilling and the other one is you. So the question is, what in the hell is going on here?
Well, I think we're going to need to designate July 4th weekend as the new unofficial kickoff to summer. How about that?
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. You know what? This has actually been the same pattern, Bro and Anna, that we've been under for like the last 5 months. Mm-hmm. And nothing has really changed when you look at what we call the long wave. So you have long waves and short waves. Long waves generally give you like 2 or 3 months of weather. Short waves will give you like 2 or 3 days of weather. This is definitely a long wave that has not gone away anytime soon. And the problem now is the fact that you're now getting into a situation during the summertime where the ground is so wet that even if you try to warm up, you're going to get really humid. So in addition to the trying to get out of the pattern, the humidity at the ground is doing two things. It's keeping you from getting warm. And then it also fosters the development of clouds, which keeps you from getting sunny. So you get this what's called recurrent feedback. And whenever you get a recurrent feedback during certain times of the year, especially during the summertime, it can take a long time to get out of it.
Are we ever going to get out of it, Rick DeMaio?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's going to be little bits and pieces that kind of like chug away at this core of cold air that's basically sitting up across parts of Hudson's Bay. I mean, we've been in patterns like this before, even back in 1995, before we had that brutally, brutally hot period in July. It was incredibly wet and actually quite cool in the month of May and also into early June. And then all of a sudden, we get into a hot pattern, and not only did it get hot, but it got phenomenally humid. That's one of the reasons why we had, you know, heat index values above 100 degrees.
Right.
If you recall last year on Father's Day, we had a low of 78, a high of 93. We had a heat index of like 105, and we already quickly forget about that due to the fact that yesterday was not only cloudy, not only cool, not only foggy, but it turns out yesterday was the third coolest June 17th ever in the history of Chicago, the coolest, which was 54 degrees. That was 1879 when the Weather Service had its records kept, or at least the observation, downtown. So it's much easier to be much cooler when you're near the lakefront where the lake water temperature is 55 degrees as opposed to when you're further west, obviously at O'Hare.
I believe
the weather that we're getting is not only cold here, but the Great Lakes are cold and also incredibly high from a standpoint of the lake level.
Kevin, wasn't it snowing while we were playing golf yesterday?
It was a full blow. It was a near blizzard.
Yes.
It was a near blizzard.
All right. That's what I thought.
That was, that was a tree dropping its flower, you boombot. It wasn't snow.
Oh. It looked like snow to me. I don't know. There was a moment I put on three layers yesterday on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't
look
good. It was not the right look. I'll be honest with you.
He was criticized heavily from our fellow golfers.
Was tweed one of those layers?
Well, you know, I wear knickers.
You were trying to emulate what was going on out in Pebble Beach, where you see that marine layer coming in.
Yes.
And you basically have the same weather day after day after day. And people say, it's California. Why are you so cold along the coast? Well, the water temperature of the Pacific Ocean right there, due to upwelling, is only 55 degrees. So what happens is the warm air that comes in off the land gets cooled by the water. That air then becomes saturated with condensation, which produces low clouds and fog. Two things happen. The cloud cover keeps the sun out, and then you have the sea breeze, and then you have a sea breeze with cloudy weather. Next thing you know, it's 85 degrees, 5 miles to the east, and right along the shoreline, you're in the upper 50s, lower 60s. The great thing about the golf tournament, even though it was cloudy, it was not much of a sea breeze. So it wasn't that cold compared to what it has been in recent years at Pebble Beach. Or what they refer to as June gloom, which we basically took their June gloom and moved it here to Chicago.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. And that's part of the deal. Yeah. But the water is, the lake water is actually getting warmer, but the lake levels are so crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look. Roe, it's unbelievable. Roe and Ada. By the way, I just got off the phone with Gino Izzy from the National Weather Service. And I was looking at this early. I live in Evanston. I was down by the beach. There's literally no beach left. And it was just reported today, rather, actually, that Lake Michigan, get this, is 4.2 feet above normal. 4.2 feet. In fact, it actually broke the record. It's 1 inch above the all-time, what we call, June average. So what they do is they do a monthly average. So we're actually 1 inch above the all-time record for June ever. And some of these records are a little bit iffy. They go back to like the early 70s. Some go back to the early to mid 40s because there's different ways that we measure them. But this goes all the way back to the 40s. And if you drive along Lakeshore Drive and going northbound and you look off to the east there, all of those stone piers, they're underwater.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally underwater. And even though we haven't gotten a lot of rain in the last 2 weeks here in the city, Lake Michigan doesn't fill up because of rain in Illinois. Lake Michigan fills up when you have rain in Michigan and Wisconsin. And what happened over the weekend? They had nearly 3 to 4 inches of rain in central Michigan, and that's one of the reasons why the lake is so high. So even though we've had record amount of rain in the month of May, during that month we had only one day where we had rainfall close to 2 inches. So we've been living a charmed life from a standpoint of, even though we've had a lot of rain, we haven't had any heavy rain from a standpoint of 2 or 3 inches. If we get one of those events, you're going to see catastrophic flooding.
Well, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
We look out our window every day at Navy Pier, and we look down the river at Navy Pier, the locks, the whole situation.
Right.
And there's a breakwater, a very important breakwater, that separates the docking area on the south side of Navy Pier from the lanes that the boats and ships line up on to get through the locks into the river. And that breakwater is completely underwater.
Yeah.
You mean it's not even peeking out at all today?
It is completely underwater, and we can see it. We can see what would be the breakwater, the shadow of it underneath the water, because we're 18 stories above it. If you were on the water, you would not see it. And we actually saw a boat go up on it last week. I mean, that's how crazy. That's a breakwater. That's designed to keep the water breaking. Is what that is. That's why they call it a breakwater.
It's not working.
And, Roe, this is what's going to happen. If we get a 2 or 3 inch heavy rain event where the Chicago River, the north branch of the Chicago River, fills up, what's going to happen is the water that's being kept out right now by those locks, it's not going to be coming in from Lake Michigan. It's going to be coming in from the northern suburbs of the north side of the city. And I remember this several years ago. I was on one of those architectural tours, and I remember this clearly. The person who was running the boat said, make sure those people who are up on the top deck, when we get near one of the bridges, you may have to lower your head. And that's exactly what they did. And in some circumstances, some of those or situations, the boats couldn't even get under the bridges because the clearance between the bottom of the bridge and the top of the boat was a safety hazard. So even though we've had a lot of rain and Lake Michigan is high, we're still lucky now from the standpoint that we haven't gotten that much rain here yet in northern Illinois in the last 2 weeks.
All right, let me ask you very quickly.
Sure.
In terms of like a long range forecast, is there anything that you've been able to see that indicates we're going to break this pattern?
To break the pattern?
Yeah.
I see us actually going back into a wetter pattern once we get into the last week of June and the first 2 weeks of July. Other than that, I don't see us breaking out of this until maybe another 3.5 to maybe 4 weeks.
Okay. So, thanks. You're fired. Thank you.
That's a terrible answer.
I'm like Trump. I don't like the answer. I fire the person. That's it. You're right.
After listening to the audio, what I meant to say was. Did that work out?
Yeah, that's better.
You want to amend what you just said?
Yeah,
you're not going to give us any hope. 3-4 weeks.
Wetter. No, it's going to be warmer, though.
Warmer.
I don't think we're going to be in the 50s so much anymore, but it does appear that it's going to be warmer, but wet along the way.
And then humid because of that
totally
wetness.
Totally wet and totally humid. Yeah, and a matter of fact, the mosquitoes and the deer flies, if you head out into the wet, I've never seen them this bad.
They're terrible.
Before.
They got attitudes. I don't know about them. You know, I had a couple of mosquitoes. I literally got mugged by a mosquito and his three buddies. And then the flies. First of all, I'm seeing bugs bigger than I've ever seen before. And I don't know if am I getting smaller, are they getting bigger, whatever it is. That's like a fly. I mean, I'm not. You know, like I don't like the fly to begin with. I just don't like it
because
it's hairy
and dirty,
it's weird looking.
And it's gonna land on your food.
Yeah, and I've seen these flies literally that should have they should have running lights on them. I mean, they are like, what's going on?
It's, I think, the new state bird, if you really think about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. All right. Thank you, Rick DeMille.
I would like to, I would like to see a local news station do some sort of tally on how much local businesses have lost. Not only on not being able to have people sit outside because it's raining, but not being able to have people sit outside because it's cloudy and it's cool. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's a good point.
I have never seen overcast skies and this much drizzle and this much fog this late in the year.
And
so it's probably since 1992.
Right. And those summer permits are expensive.
Yep. Rick DeMille. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
By the way, I'm heading out to Marshall County Airport. I'll be there in about an hour giving a talk to a bunch of pilots. I'm actually driving to Ottawa right now.
Tell them we said hi.
Say hello to my fellow pilots out there. Thank you.
Will do.
All right, bye.
Good to see you guys. Bye.
Bye, Rick.
All right. So let's now check in with Kim. What's coming up in the news?